Yeah, good afternoon. Andy Tower, serve as the Vice President of International Market Development at the National Pork Board.
Kirsten Hafer, serve as the Leader of Business Intelligence and Innovation for the National Pork Board.
And I'm Al Wolfgull. I'm from Eastern Iowa. We're a farrow to finish pig operation. And my term, my second term on the National Pork Board ended yesterday. And so, I'm not sure what the future holds for me, but they got me on the U.S. Meat Export Federation Exec Board, and I'm really enjoying that. So I will definitely stay connected in the industry.
Very good. Andy, let's start with kind of an overview. As you think about better understanding the consumer when it comes to pork, whether it's here or abroad, how does that research work?
So I think it's really exciting because pork, I mean, is so culturally relevant in the global marketplace. And so whether it's consumers in Mexico, Japan, Korea, I mean, taste and flavor still are the primary drivers for what's really driving the demand for U.S. pork.
Kirsten, tell me about your role.
Yeah, so we are deep in data to try to understand where the opportunities are for the pork industry, for category, and for the product of pork. And really it comes down to understanding consumer behaviors and how they consume, and that helps us unlock opportunity.
Al, as a producer, why is it important for you to have a seat in this conversation?
So the National Pork Checkoff, it's a grassroots organization. And so when the producers ask us to do something at the National Pork Board, it's our responsibility to do this. And this started with a resolution from Iowa to increase demand for pork and steady human nutrition. And Iowa unanimously voted to do that. They bring that to the National Pork Forum. We have 42 state organizations that send delegates there. And they again unanimously told National Pork Board, you need to do this to help create more demand and provide better human nutrition information to prove that pork is really good for you. So,
Andy, as you think about the consumer in the U.S. and the consumer in other countries, what are some similarities and what are some significant differences?
So I think one of the big things that's very similar is the move towards more convenience. And I think that's one thing we see in both the international marketplace, definitely seeing it here in the domestic marketplace. And I think this is where we can take some of those learnings from, whether it be a market like South Korea and home meal replacements, for those younger generation, and bring those type of concepts back to the United States, as well as, some of the flavor profiles as we think about just the various different ethnic backgrounds we have here in the United States now. That's another opportunity to be able to bring some of those learnings from the international marketplace back home to our domestic markets.
Kirsten, anything you'd add about knowing that consumer and, again, similarities, differences?
Yeah, so consumers are eating dishes. They're not eating pork, right? So it comes down to we've got to make those eating experiences something that draws them in. Whether it's Asian cuisine and Gen Z's, Asian is really big right now with younger consumers. They're eating noodle bowls, they're eating a lot of different things, and it's really an opportunity to position pork as an ingredient, which we see a lot of times in the global market. As we think about that, we have to make sure that we show them the potential of what pork is. And I think that's what globally really happens. It's embedded in their lifestyle. So we're trying to accomplish that here with Taste What Pork Can Do.
Al, I would imagine that whether we're talking about somebody in the U.S. or somebody in another country, nutrition, that's a priority. That's something that's becoming increasingly important. What can you share on that front as far as what you know about the nutrition becoming more of a priority?
This is another ask of the industry for the National Pork Board to do research on nutrition. The pork checkoff is a USDA checkoff. We're not allowed to say anything that's not backed by research. And we have some amazing people on staff that have done the research to prove that eating pork is good for you from child development all the way to the elderly, increased bone density, muscle mass, better cognitive health. And now we can actually say it because they have the research to say it. And it was so valuable with the nutritional guidelines to have that information that we could hand off to National Pork Producers Council and they could share it with our friends in the legislature and get the guidelines put the way they should be with meat back on top and protein being the driver.
Andy, again, as you think about international markets, talk a bit about the partnership with the U.S. Meat Export Federation and the value that that brings.
Sure. You know, the U.S. Meat Export Federation is a great partner for our pork checkoff. I mean, they have over 108 employees around the globe, 18 international offices, and really those folks are boots on the ground working with hotels, restaurants, and in some countries all the way down to the consumer, and really understanding what the needs are, and so really helping us in those international markets meet the consumer where they're at. And so it's been a great partnership, and U.S. pork demand globally continues to really shine through and have a moment.
Kirsten, anything else on consumers at home or abroad?
Consumers need solutions. Life is busy. They're trying to eat and manage things that are keeping them out of the kitchen a lot of times. So we have to really think about pork being available whenever, however, and wherever consumers are consuming protein. And that's really what we're trying to do, is make pork approachable and accessible. And when we start to communicate some really exciting dishes or uses, it gets pork back into the consideration. So it's about staying the course now and really being consistent in that messaging.
Al, anything that we missed?
I think when we look around the countries around the world, and they all eat differently and they utilize pork differently. And I look back at when my mom was alive and my brother and I we'd argue over that last piece of whatever my mom made. And we'd always say there's a lot of love in that piece of pork or that dish. We'd fight over it, and it's just a good feeling, you know, when you're eating something nutritious and you're feeding it to your family, and you just feel really good about it. And food is love.